I'm brand new to your music. So,
okay.
Just as a question for anyone else who hasn't seen your viral Instagram clips, because I know you're busking a lot in London, how would you describe yourself as an artist to someone who has never heard of you before?
Ooh, okay. I'd probably say I have a big voice. I'm very soulful and I'm very honest in my songwriting. I feel like that's a good general vibe.
What kind of honesty do you try to go to?
I write so much about my life and my life experiences and I guess the people around me. And I kind of have a thing with like trying not to sugarcoat the good or the bad stuff that happens or the difficult things. It's always helped me songwriting get stuff off my chest. And so I try to keep that with my writing, you know.
I can hear that in this new track. It's called Hearts Break and People Change. Absolute yes. Banger, mate. Gotta say, absolute belter.
Thank you, bro.
I showed it to my girlfriend's mum, and she was loving it. Like literally, she was like, "I'm gonna put it on the Alexa." And I was like, "If you want, come on there." Is there a story behind that? Because that feels so emotional.
It is, man. Oh, I'm glad it passed the mum test. That's amazing. yeah, there is a story behind it, man. I guess maybe it's a story that most people maybe wouldn't assume. It was actually about like a friendship that I have or had that kind of, it was like a friend breakup in a way. It was someone that I really trusted and knew for years. And they just kind of did something that really broke that trust and then kind of splintered the relationship from there. And it was like never the same. And I guess it was me. I had kind of been trying to write about it for a while. And it wasn't until like I kind of accepted that this relationship would never be the same that I could write this song. And that's kind of where Hearts Break and People Change came from.
Is that what it started out as? Or did you like go to the studio and think, I'm going to write something, I don't know what. And then was it, do you know what I mean? Was it clawed out of you? Or did you kind of know you were like, oh, I've got this feeling, I just need to get it out?
It was kind of clawed out of me. Like I went in with a friend of mine called Jake Tench, the producer, who I actually made a couple other songs with. Mm. And it was my first time meeting him. And it was kind of, we just were having a conversation just about what's happening in your life right now. We were just chatting. And then I just kind of kept talking because it was, the situation was happening and I was in this kind of, I don't even remember writing the song. Like I remember him laying down the chords and then I remember me speaking about it a lot and just writing stuff on my phone. Mm. And then eventually he was like, all right, do you want to just put it down? And then it just like all happened. And it's just like, it felt like a big conversation that just came out and it was a song.
I was chatting to H about this. How did you feel when you performed it first? Because I said to him, he performed one of his brand new tracks. And I was like, there's got to be a bit of nervousness about it when you know you're going to do it and you just don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, there is, because like all the other songs, you know, people are kind of waiting for to hear their favorite song or whatever, like that they've come to the show for. But with new ones, it's like all you can do is just like look at everyone and be like, I hope you're smiling and having a good time, because like all I can do is just like, even if I don't want to, I'm just staring at people just hoping that
they're like, awkward eye contact.
Yeah. But so, these times at the end of it, it's usually just people like staring, just like, just listening intently. And sometimes I think, okay, that means they hate it. They hate it.
No, because they haven't heard it before. So you never know. There might be work. And to be fair, it's got quite a good chorus, mate. Like it's got, I think it's a bit of a pat on the back. I kind of knew the chorus after the first one. And I was like, yeah, hearts break, people change. I was singing it out in the kitchen, mate. It was so, so good. You've also got...
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
You have got an EP coming out in a couple of days. It's the 11th of April. I was having a brief look. Track 4 is currently named Track 4. Is that the official title?
That is not the official title. But that would be a pretty good title.
I mean, I was like, cool.
No, it's actually the track trial of Track 4 is World at My Feet. So I guess take from that what you will.
World at My Feet.
Yeah, and this is like, I've kind of done, this is my fourth EP when this comes out, and that's kind of the end of this kind of series that I've been doing, a collection of songs, which is kind of my introduction as an artist. You know what I mean? I really wanted to get these songs out to kind of like, be like, okay, now from this point forward, everyone can look back and be like, okay, he did this, and this is, that makes sense because he started off in this place, and he's always been into this genre and that genre. So so yeah, man, it's kind of the end of this beginning,
which is fantastic. What genres are you pulling from that you love the most? Like, what is that idea of Victor Ray that's inside your head that you're like, this is who I am?
Yeah, man. I mean, the first EP I was definitely kind of a bit more in my singer-songwriter bag, you know, back when I listened to so much Ed Sheeran and artists like this. So that was a bit more pop-centric. And then the second one, I felt was definitely touching more on R&B. You know, I was a huge R&B fan. I used to listen to Usher religiously as a kid.
What's your favorite
song?
So that
was a bit more of that. Oh, Burn.
Really?
Burn by Usher. Every time. All Moving Mountains. All Climax. You know what? Don't ask me this question, man.
No.
Don't ask me this question.
just as a whole list of songs that you just love from Usher.
Oh, there's too many. You Remind Me. Oh.
See, I am such a DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again guy, and that is, such a banger.
There's just so many errors. There's so many errors of Usher.
Yeah,
it's,
man,
crazy.
So, do you remember McLean?
McLean.
Do you remember McLean?
Nah, what is that?
He did a song ages ago, and it was around kind of the same time of like Usher Burn.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I remember this guy.
I swear that I honestly swear that I've made him up because I've had this song in my head for ages, and I'm like, it's from a guy called McLean. And everyone's like, McLaren? That's not a singer. I was like, no, come on.
No, he's definitely real. Definitely real.
Are you still busking in London?
I do occasionally, yeah. No, I mean, listen, I used to, that was all I was doing for money for like many years of my life. Since
really?
I moved. From Newcastle. Yeah, man. I when I started, I was about 17 when I started busking. And when I moved to London, I was 18 or 19. And I decided that I'm never not going to have like make money unless it's through singing or music somehow. So I was busking. I was playing weddings. I was playing pubs and bars and all of this. And that's how I survived. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm still busking now and then. But it's less for survival because that was stressful. For a long time.
Okay.
I still do it.
In a nutshell, how did you go from busking to being mates with Teddy Swims? Because that is insane.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense when you say it like that.
No. But,
I guess in a nutshell, man, I was singing, like I say, on the streets for, you know, 5+ years, 6 years. And in that time, I was writing loads of music. And luckily, well, for me, it was like very good timing that when lockdown finished, I went back outside and started busking again for the first time in a while. And I started putting videos online on TikTok, on Instagram. And before that, I never put any videos of me busking anywhere, really. And in lockdown is kind of when TikTok started to become massive. So I put up this video of me singing. It goes super viral out of nowhere. And I'm like, what? And then from there on, like everything that I'm putting out is just like going really viral. And then I'm having all of this excitement. I, off the back of that, I kind of, a year or two later, I signed a record deal, started putting out music. And yeah, man. And I kind of just kept busking because I just love it. Like there's nothing quite like it. And it's, you know, it's kind of all I know. But I had this idea at the start of last year, which was to get artists down, you know, artists that I love or look up to, I just think are cool. And I literally had this idea. And I've just wrote down a bunch of names on like a piece of paper, just like a dream list. Teddy Swims was on that list. And then like literally a few days later, we get like a email from like Teddy, or like Teddy, I think he messaged me on Instagram.
Great.
And these times he was like, yeah, I'm going to be in London in a few days. Do you want to like sing together on the street? I was like, yes, bro. And then, yeah. And then we just kind of like, me and Teddy, man, we just kind of connected and I don't know. We just really got on.
Mate,
and so we just kind of kept linking up. And then he brought me on tour with him last year as well. So
yeah,
man.
How was tour?
Oh my God. It was so fun. It was kind of my first proper one. And I was on the bus with him. Oh my God. It was hilarious.
Is he messy?
Listen. Yeah. I don't tour and tell, but it was definitely it was such good vibes. It was such a good time. I definitely was, you know, inexperienced. So it was like, whoa, there's a lot going on. And, you know, some days were more tiring than others. But honestly, it was the best vibes. I think it was the perfect kind of, because him and his band were like literally, it was like we were part of the band. So it was just so friendly. So it was a great tour to kind of do for the first one.
Who would you like to invite down to busk with you next when you're next doing your if you are next on the street? I know you've got a busy schedule coming up with everything happening, but if there's one last busking session happening, who's that person who's going to wrap it all up for you potentially?
Oh my God.
Dead or alive.
My God.
I reckon we could probably throw in a dead or alive here.
Okay, well, I'd have to get Sam Cooke down, because that would be crazy. Ray, I'm such a big fan of. So if I could get Ray down to the streets.
Sam Cooke,
circus,
Ray.
Yeah, I mean, pretty...
We're doing all right here. This is all possible, yeah. I think.
And maybe like, maybe like Bruno Mars or something.
Oh, mate, can you imagine that? What Bruno song?
It would be pandemonium. It would be panic. What Bruno song? When I Was Your Man?
Oh.
What a tune.
Mate.
What a tune.
You'd have to sing the chorus. Yeah, you would have to take it away from him, because it just wouldn't be right otherwise.
It's too much, man.
I've got a game for us to play, just so we can get to know you a little bit better as a person. And I've called it Ray or Nay, because obviously Victor Ray, as in I'm up for it, or Nay, because you don't like it. And I've just got some things here that I want to run past you and get a Ray or Nay, and maybe a little bit why.
Okay, let's do it.
Ray or Nay, Kendrick's Flares.
Ooh, that's a Ray, you know.
Is it?
I'm a fan of the Flares.
Yeah?
I don't know. I think the fit was cold. I think the Flares were, you know, it was a bold choice. But I'm with it. I'm with it.
Have you got some in the wardrobe already pre-purchased? No?
I don't still, but like, you know, I think Kendrick rocked those. I don't know if I can rock them like that.
I reckon you got it. I reckon you got it. Maybe. Okay. Ray or Nay, Henry Cavill for the next Bond.
Nay, you know. Oh. I love Henry Cavill. I love him, but he's too wham, bro. He's too hench. Is he not too big? Like, how are you supposed to like blend in with people? People are just going to be looking at your arms. Nah, I'm not with it.
Writing a country hit.
Ooh.
Is that something you got that's in your Ray. Locker? Yeah, Ray.
I don't know if that's a Victor Ray thing.
Right.
But listen, I love a country hit. Like, one of my good friends is an artist called Miles Smith, and his music's pretty close to country, man. And he's been having a moment with it. So
am I hearing a little Victor Ray Miles Smith collaboration tease there? Was that something?
Maybe.
No conversations happening yet.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Okay. All right. I'll say that as a maybe. Okay. Last one. Ray or Nay. Singing the Cynthia Erivo note at karaoke.
Oh my God.
I reckon you've got it. I'm putting it out there. I reckon you've got it.
What? On that key, the way Cynthia sings it.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Listen, that's a Ray, because me, I'll give anything a go. That's one thing that I loved about busking, is that when I first started, I was singing all these songs. I could not hit any of the notes.
Really?
Eventually, I learned how to hit them. I got there.
Where are those videos, mate?
Those videos didn't go viral for some reason. I don't know.
Would it be one that you would add to your busking set if you went back out? Would you add a little bit of Wicked for the virality?
I'm a bit of a theatre kid, so maybe.
Mate, I like these little teasers here. They're annoying, but all these little teasers are great. Potentially Miles Smith, bit of Cynthia Erivo coming out.
We'll
have to see. Well, mate, it's been amazing chatting to you. Thank you for staying on for so long, and thank you for coming on to the hit list. And honestly, your tunes are amazing. Absolutely passed the mum test, as we've just discovered.
That means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And speak to you soon again.
Yes, man. I'll speak to you soon. Have a good one.
You too, mate. See you later.